at this 14-year absence was the sunsetting of the committee. And please correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe the committee automatically sunsets in February 2026. So the consensus of the committee was that it would continue until it sunsetted itself. Otherwise, you would have to go back to City Council and ask for them to disband the committee. And since there were only just a couple of meetings left, the committee felt that it would be worthwhile looking over this item for code enforcement.
And so, we wouldn't have to continue to meet all the way up through February. We would just do, we would meet as we needed for whatever the mission was.
I think we need to take that better work when it comes in and we should meet. So I think the resolution says at least monthly.
Okay.
So,
because the capital doesn't get one, write that down.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to go. It's a long way. It's a long way. We should talk about something.
already set now.
Okay.
It'll probably be the first meeting in August, which will be the first Tuesday. It will be a 6 p.m. meeting.
Right. We need the on-meeting part of Richmond to come in and talk about our possible interaction with the Richmond group. Is there anything else that needs to be added for the next meeting?
Thank you.
I would say that's enough.
Yes.
Okay. Is there anybody in the room that would like to make public comment?
Be funny. They have confirmed last week that they would both be here.
And they knew it was at 6 o'clock.
Yes.
Are we willing to give them the courtesy up to a certain time?
Let me have a cut off.
I could say 6:30.
I'm willing to do that.
Is that right?
If you'd like to go ahead and review them,
okay.
That is up to the committee.
Yeah. Well, since we're following through the rest of the agenda, skipping over these guys, let's talk about the next meeting.
Okay.
I think I've got a date in mind. But first, we have to ask for enough for me. It's a month from now. Thank you.
can see they have a better fear. They're having problems with water getting in here. They've got a boot down in the ground. They have tried to mitigate it by having it distort somewhere else. When you look at the sign, it comes off this way, it goes here, and discharges at the driveway. And it comes around, and this stops showing the driveway, so I'm surmising, I don't know for a fact, that the water is just not getting off that driveway. It's going in the garage and probably coming right back around the house.
Oh, it's a little further.
So that would be my suggestion. You can see this is the other gutter. Again, it's going into the same problem area.
Maybe they could consider changing the direction of that gutter as well.
So this is the problem area that they have. It's right along in here, and this, of course, is where their kids play. And you can see by the original survey that this is all left natural and ungraded. You can see how the water goes this way, and it just stays in this area and can't get out.
So I'm making an assumption that at one point it probably turned into this vacant lot and then back towards Belterre. Now, they need a means of getting it to run on their side towards Belterre. Is that correct?
And they put down some indoor and outdoor carpeting.
That's why it's so great.
So according to the survey, it's trying to flow the direction to the back of the property. You can see how low it is back here. This all goes underwater. Again, I don't believe that's an issue for you to build. This is the camouflage bench you were looking at.
Not really. I mean, what I think is it is an opportunity to run those steps out further away from the house. But also, then getting the water to drain off the back of the property towards Belterre again.
Again, if you look at the original survey for this property, all of this area was left natural and ungraded. So, according to the resident, they didn't have problems until they built the property here.
That makes sense. The water just flowed.
And again, the house was built in 1990. The complaint is that when the new house was built on that flag lot to the south, water now flows onto this property and flows into the garage in front of the house into the kitchen. The outbuilders, as we saw, plumbed to move the water away from the house, but it stops at the garage. So, the flag lot where the new home decided that they think is causing the problem was CO'd in November 2021. And that final survey shows this is the flag lot. Let's see if I can make it harder for you. So you can actually see it. So, this is the property that Tim Waitwell occupies. And if you look at the survey, it goes 27. This is approximately 10 feet off the property line into that property. Goes 27.6, 27.2, 26.9. So you can see it's going down. 25.8, so it's still going down. And then it goes to 26 and 26.7. So it seems to go back up before it gets to the back of the property. So, I'm looking at this, let's say, if they simply cut a little square or ditch through here, the problem would probably go away.
So is the property next door? What about the site?
Okay, we'll have to go back before the council every time.
The next time, yeah.
Just get one person to sign up.
That's the plan.
And we're going to
put this out of that one there, yeah. Thank you.
his house. Behind his house is another house. Those houses are not new. So this is his property. And he owns the whole area here. He's got plenty of natural drainage going on there. And these are not new homes around him.
And from there, he shows where the water is pulled.
This is his house. And he is saying that the water is pooling in this back area.
But it's not getting into the house.
It says that it's getting into the patio.
Oh,
I'm sorry. It must be pooling back here. I gotta say, we take really good pictures.
Yeah.